Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest. And this is one of the programs that I've put together in less than 24 hours. The characters that you see, we're also on what's it called now? On
YouTube.
On YouTube and what's it called now?
Facebook?
Zoom. Yes, okay. Put up his face. That's it.
Okay.
So we're on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live, so you can see, because two of us are here, three of us are here, one is on the way, and the character that you see in that is talking to us from Zoom in Ibadan is also here. So let me introduce them one by one and explain who they are. Then I'll explain why we are together. Dr. Dokun Adedeji is a pensioner, is a retired. You can see from his mien. Which phone is that? Is your phone off, please? Just take it away from there. Good. Dealing with this pensioner is a bit difficult. You have Dr. Dokun Adedeji. He's retired from Cadbury as a medical director, but is a very strong anti-hard drug advocate. You remember, he's been here 1, 2, 3, or 4 more times. The other gentleman on the right is Mr. Ibishofekun, never to retire. He is a jack of all trades and master of all. He's a printer. What doesn't he do? The last he's doing now that we're warning him. Ibi is any minute now going to be 70. He still wrote. When did you write, Ibi?
Everywhere.
No, when did you write from to Mali?
That was in 2021.
In 2021, he still wrote. Dokun warned this guy.
I've told you.
Dokun is a medical doctor. He's not one of those doctors that you buy on the streets. He's a medical doctor.
He will kill me.
So he came with his bike. Unfortunately, we can't bring you to the studio. The studio can't even take his bike. But he's also here. The gentleman who is on Zoom, those of you, if you're watching us, who is on Zoom, is Fredo. We call him Fredo. I don't know which one. Is it Deji or Shibogun? You call him or Fred.
Is
Otumba. Is Otumba. He's a bit of a competitor because he owns a TV station.
Does he?
He owns a TV station. Yes, he owns a TV station. And so all of us are, and Remy Adetayo, who is on his way. I don't know whether Remy is Remy or Tukumbo, because
Remy.
He keeps Remy.
Call him Remy in school.
We call him Remy in school, but I used to call him Tukumbo.
Oh, okay.
I used to call him Tukumbo because I had a girlfriend called Remy, so I don't want to mix them up. And so, who are all of us? All of us went to comprehensive high school, Ayetoro, and two of us were classmates of Atiku. And technically, Fredo Yanaburo.
He was our junior.
I am going to keep quiet until I'm given a chance to speak. Then you will all bring out your medical certificates.
It is on credit that to your credit, Fred, in this thing I'm going to say. Fred was the first person that I noticed when I got to Compro. He was the first. I was still upstairs. You know those days were two in a room, as arranging my room. Makiti was Makiti, nowhere to didn't be it. Found. So I stood at Crimson House. I stood on the, and we had this balcony in front of the rooms, and I heard this big roar like two lions met. You know, Fredo Lato was very tall.
Yeah.
So he now met with Femi Shomade. So, and they greeted themselves with the chest, they hit themselves, B. Anyway, the reason why we are here essentially is to pay some tribute to our good brother and friend, Akeredolu, who passed on yesterday. The circumstances notwithstanding, we owe him this much. I said we should take control of the moment, to be able to pay our tributes. The time is not a friend here. I'd like to run ahead. So I'll be pushing us, Ibi is more qualified than all of us here because he did O-levels with him. And therefore, I will start with you. What do you remember of Akete?
Well, I must say that we met on the 11th of January, the second week of the month in 1968, when we entered Form 1. And until the last day, he was that same person.
He didn't change.
That same simple person, and that loved to joke, and that loved his friends.
Yeah.
Right? I must say that he actually was an exception to the maxim that said that any friend in government is a friend lost.
Yes.
He was always there. In spite of the hectic shadow that office has. You know, it's tough, but when somebody was nicknamed Emperor.
Was that from Form 1?
No. When Form 1, he was called Akechi.
Okay.
All right? And because of his heirs, Eti.
Okay.
All right.
Akechi.
Then, I believe Form 2.
Yes.
All right. He became emperor.
Yeah.
Well, at first he was called Emperor Kobad.
Okay.
Then it was just shortened
to emperor. Okay, let me stop you there. If I allow you, you spend the whole hour giving the chronology. Let me go to Fredo. Otubashi, welcome. How are you? How is Ibano these days?
Very fine. Can I see your face? Because I can only see the beautiful face of your studio. Studio manager.
Only.
This is your picking.
I want to see your face.
No, I don't know. That's the technical team are somewhere else. Even though.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to ask. We have to do that. By the way, this is Dokun. Kilofubi, this is his specs.
Okay.
Fred, so what are the you particularly again lived with Akechi in Ibadan? Is that right? So were you very friendly?
Very, very right. I was in school with him, Ayetoro, spent 2 years together. He went to Ife 3 years. He was an active basketball player.
He was.
He represented comprehensive. Yes, very active.
Yeah.
He represented Comprehensive High School Ayetoro in basketball. He was in the Western State camp. He represented Western State in basketball during the 1974 Sports Festival. And thereafter, that's a sports festival I almost missed because of Dr. Adedeji, who threw a bottle at my leg on the gangway, and I had 16 stitches on my leg.
What was the bad thing on the gangway? It's a story for another day. I thought it was a latte that had his mattress on the gangway.
No.
This was another one. Okay.
So let me finish with Akechi.
Yes.
Let me finish with Akechi. Akechi thereafter went to University of Ife. Again, in University of Ife, he represented Ife in basketball. He played basketball. He was an active palm wine drinker.
Oh, yeah.
Akechi, even when he was in office, drank palm wine. Mm. And for all you know, he was also a very good songito. Those songs, Ele Mumimo, Ele Mumimo.
That one came in handy during campaigns.
And the world songito.
That's right. For me, Akechi, schooling with him, studying with him, and living with him here in Ibadan, from his cobweb infested single room as a lawyer. Somewhere on Okeado, along with Olujimi, until he became a senior advocate of Nigeria. He did one thing. When Olujimi, his partner, they had this Akeredolu and Olujimi solicitors and advocates. When Olujimi had to move to Abuja, because of so many reasons. Business was booming more in Abuja. Akiti never left Ibadan. He stayed glued in Ibadan. He held the chambers in Ibadan. And for all you care, I'd say if it wasn't for, if they could contest governorship from Ibadan and rule Odo State from Ibadan, I'm sure Akiti would have done that.
Okay, so let me use the opportunity to ask Dokun to bring it up to a wider context. I think what the two have said is not any different from what I would have said and you would have said. So we're going to jump straight into the political terrain, which is what I think concerns people. There was a feeling, rightly or wrongly, that the circumstances that led to his death could have been better managed, both by those close to him, maybe family, whatever. I wonder if you have any... I know, yeah, he put it on. And thank God you've given your life, which even makes it you were better, Jawalo. Yes, yes. And I know the Fredo. I can't speak for Fredo.
No, he didn't have any option. He would have been burnt right on earth. He won't get to hell before God burnt him. So it's a good thing he did that.
So, and I know you know you're quite current with things like that. What are your views? I personally think that it could have been much better handled. I must say, I'm sure you're aware, you're in Lagos here, EB is everywhere, but you're in Lagos here, you know the big fight that I put up here over the months that, you know, he should be, you know.
Yeah.
And like EB said, Akiti was a simple person.
You know,
Jimmy, I don't understand.
No, Jimmy, the thing is this, it couldn't have been any different with Akiti.
Okay.
It couldn't have been. You see, if you follow the trajectory of his life, I remember when he wanted to run, I meant to meet him at Akure. He was there, his office, one big office near my dad's. So I went to him. We had a meeting. I said, Akiti, I don't know how you can do politics. You are never political.
Yes.
You are somebody, you are very general.
Outspoken. Yes.
Outspoken. You don't care for anything. You're a student. You know, he said, Dugzi, I will do it. I said, okay. Then he lost the first time. Then I said, you see what I mean? He said, no, he's studying the terrain. So eventually, but you see, the thing with Akiti was this. As EB said, he never lost his friends. But there's one thing in politics that I've found out. People get captured by people around them.
You said that's one. Yeah.
And then when they get captured, I'm sure that was in a way what happened to Akiti. And so I know in his illness, he would have left.
Left, yes.
On his own, Akiti would have said, look, hey boys, how they go? But if he had people like us around, he would tell us to our face that Obonmek na no kill me as they go. But unfortunately, politicians are different. For different reasons to their own benefit, they kept him. And I'm sure they kept him away from reality of what was happening.
Hmm.
But again, as it had happened, Akiti probably wanted something different. He lived his life like that. He was an ebullient man, extremely exuberant. Very unrestrained in his attitude.
Very true.
Okay, I was going to ask. Sorry, Dokun, I'm rushing everybody because I don't have time. Ibi and I worked on the fringes of politics when we were both directors. Compass.
Compass.
And my experience was my experience was horrible.
You never had a compass to people's
my experience was horrible to put it mildly, and that was because the political environment is very, very toxic. It could turn a kitten into a raging lion. It's unimaginable, the kind of thing. You know, we both had this.
Yeah, sure.
Do you see any nexus between the experience we had that contributed to the situation Akiti found himself in?
Well, I think that we should step back a bit. Now, when actually you have a wife who is a cancer survivor, all right, there's a greater vista of hope that you will survive. Right?
I never thought of that.
There's a greater vista of hope that, if you can make it,
so can I.
I can also make it.
And I'm sure that was why, was so vehement
yes.
about leaving, okay, let us handle him.
Yes.
And that other interests were beginning to come in. I think this is an interplay of interest.
Then also remember that, and that Akete himself is a fighter.
Oh yeah.
And you have with you somebody who had fought and won. You also believe that you can fight and win.
But without going into the politics of it, one second, when you said with you, that could be a bit controversial because what is coming out was that maybe one or two persons from his family were missing in action.
But look, Jimmy, let us be careful about what people say.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't say it as a fact.
Yeah, I know.
I just said one of the things that
because most of those things, because when I tried to speak with him, he didn't give me that impression.
When he was ill.
At the early stages, he didn't give me that kind of impression as if he was in between those kind of tussle or something. But again, as I said, there are things that are so benign that he himself would not even appreciate or understand until his wife spoke about some of these things. He himself wasn't, you know, Akete was somebody, he was a free spirit.
Yeah.
If you speak to him, the only thing he will do what he chooses to do.
Let me ask Fredo. Fredo's been in politics,
oh, yeah.
So he knows.
Yeah.
How do you take down a person? From your own experience, can you actually ever be your own man in politics?
Let me put it this way, and pardon my blasphemy. If God were a politician and he comes to Nigeria, I'm sure he will be badly influenced. the other side of it is that in politics, you have more of the bad, more of the ugly, and less of the good. Mm. The good can hardly come around you.
Absolutely.
All of us who are friends with Akete know that when he got to a particular stage, we were not seeing him, but you can't blame him.
Right.
No.
The reason is that in politics, you are overwhelmed. Mm. There are requests from your primary schoolmates. There are requests from your secondary schoolmates. So if God himself came to school in Nigeria and he became a governor, you will see all the pressures on him that he would not even... I said, pardon my blasphemy, but that's not here, neither here nor there. But the real thing is Akete was his man. Nobody could rule Akete. Akete was there with his sonorous...
But it is said in politics, Deji, sorry I'm rushing you. It is said in politics that... did you ever take up an executive position in politics?
Never.
Oh, okay. So... You're not
never. I attempted in 2002, and I got badly burnt. The reality of life, and I knew if I wanted to protect my name and my life, all I had to do was stay on the fringe, be what I am, and then live the rest of my life in peace and harmony.
Isn't that sad? You know.
You see, let me tell you, Deji, as you've said, and I think. For Akete to survive 6 years in politics, we need to give him credit.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because
he did more than 6 years. Please. He was Attorney General of Ondo State.
That was military.
That was military. But look
at Akete. Give Akete credit. Mm. He left Ibadan, became Attorney General, not I think twice.
Yeah,
served Agagu, served another governor. I think in terms of service to Ondo State, Segun Mimiko and Akete run the parallel.
The distinction
between Akete and Mimiko is that Akete from Attorney General Ondo State became National President of Nigerian Bar Association, that was in the height of it.
Okay, Fred, I have to take a break now. You know, we have to take a matcha break. Yeah,
are you serving coffee?
No, commercial break.
Unfortunately,
I wish you could. Oh, here comes Remy. The Balogun himself. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today, which would have been a sad day for me, that turns out to be a riotous day with all my classmates and friends here. Mr. Remi Tokunbo, which of the two are you? I know you as Remi Adetayo or Tokunbo Adetayo, no. So which one do we call you?
With due respect.
Yes.
Balogun.
Exactly. With due respect, I'm Balogun Remi at the time.
Why do you have to have
Well, you have always called me Tokunbo, so Tokunbo.
But I get confused when people call him Remi.
No, from Bodija, we used to call him Remi now.
Benny.
But how come I call him Tokunbo? Did I just bring
the name? I'm sure that you got excited at the name Adetokunbo when you met me we met in Ayetoro. So I mean, give it to you. You're one of the very few.
So what could have excited me about?
Well, it wasn't as popular. The name wasn't as common as it is now.
Okay, yeah. So we said that. Okay, once you are talking about means you were born in the UK. Okay, Remi Adetokunbo. Remi Adetokunbo is joining us here. Remi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
And Fred is still in Fredo is still in Ibadan. And Dr. Adejeje is still here. And the bid you want the motorcyclist Kum photographer. We'll be reminded about
it. We're a lockada.
Remi, were you close to Akiti after school? I mean, I wasn't a regular touch with him, like you would say, but once or twice, I think because of my job and other things, he would just call you and say, Jim Dees, and say what he has to say and go. And let me also, for the likes of Kelvin, he was a Kalakuta man. He loved Fela to bits. So what are your feelings about him?
Well, mixed feelings. First and foremost, by special grace of God, Jimmy, Akiti has gone to rest. The pain is all over. I actually saw him quite regularly because he was close to us in Ogun State. Yes, and he never changed. The aura of a governor, the aura of the governor, he never carried it with people like us, protocol or no protocol. He will break protocol and come and greet me wherever he sees me when he's on a visit. And to be honest with you, one thing you give to Akiti is the fact that I never ever, anytime I called him, he'll pick up. He never for once, except when the illness took a bad turn. But even at that, when he was in office, I call him and he picks up the phone. By the grace of God, I didn't ask. I never asked for favors.
But sorry to cut you, Remi, there, which is quite significant. Most of my friends that I know and grew up with wouldn't go around asking people for favors. We were this character here. We were all together, and the same thing you'd hear all through. We just wished our friends well, and
absolute.
But Remi, are you a politician though?
Are
you close? No, let him talk. Let him say it with his own mouth. Let him say it with all his chest.
Every human being is a politician.
No. Don't give us political. Are you in politics?
Yes, I actually.
Are you in the political party?
Yes, I actually ran. I tried to run for Ogun Central senatorial seat.
But you haven't taken up any executive position.
No.
The reason why I said so is that before you came, Fred was talking about. Was it Fred or Ibi? About the pressures.
Let there be.
Don't free. We're talking about the pressures and how
it's difficult. I was the one.
How it's difficult for you to be.
I was the one.
You were the one, yes. Yeah. It's difficult for you to be your own man. You and I, we've been close to one or two of the same governors before, and we know what the experience is like. Did that have any bearing on the controversy that led to his final exit from this world? se baba jun kole ni baba logun ti jun kole. So go on, sorry for that interruption.
Not a problem. I dare say that issue of leadership in Nigeria is fraught with a lot of dangers. Fraught with a lot of dangers. If you're seated with a man in position in authority, and there was an analogy somebody gave to me. If you finish that meeting at 4:30 a.m. and you say, "Oh, Mr. Governor, good night, I'm leaving." If you walk out of the lodge of the premises and you're about to enter your car, and you see another politician coming down from his own car, going inside, don't go into your car. Go back inside. Because
it might change
the dynamics of everything that you've agreed on. So what are we saying? There's a lot of pressure on people in office. Extreme pressure. Different immense shades of opinion. And at the end of the day, 3/4 of those around them don't wish them well.
Wow, that's exactly what Fred said.
3/4 of them don't wish them well. And you have, but you see, a lot of them know the people around them. But you see,
do they, and Fred too will answer this question when you finish. Can you actually look up to a politician and tell him the truth as it is?
And
they would be able to discern it. I know it won't be the same across the board, but in general terms.
Well, yes, there's some you can tell them the truth, but the truth of the matter is that the dynamics in the environment might not allow them take that objective, rational decision. Yes, because they're all different shades of interest and groups that need interest to be taken care of.
Okay, let me ask Fred again. Fred, from your experience, do they actually change? Do you have a change? Do you get a sense? My experience, was more or less like, wow, I didn't know the side of this gentleman, you know, that kind of a thing. So do you have a sense that it changes them? Or that's what...
Let me say this, and maybe Dokun would bear me out. Psychologically, you don't change. You are who you are. Even when you get into office, if you have friends who can influence you to bring out the bad habits in you or the bad things in you, it will come out. So really, I don't believe that anybody changes because of politics. What we have is a background issue. Most of the people who lead in Nigerian politics have background problems. They didn't go through what some of us. Some of us went through. I mean, the fine comb of a civil society, of a decent society. So when they get there, it's just like pouring water on a plant. It begins to grow and before you know it becomes a giant Iroko tree that becomes uncontrollable. So people don't change. Politics only bring out the innate incapacities in them, and then they flaunt it on people, and before you know it. But seriously, we're talking about Akeeti here. Akeeti, for all instances, when you see him, just like Remy said, he's just the same Akeeti. And it's a good thing Ibi has told us today how he came about the name Akeeti. A.K. Akeribulu Atieti. It becomes Akeeti. But all these things are very good that we're bringing out. It's a sad thing, but Akeeti, to so many of us who are his classmates, Akeeti was a good guy. He'll get onto the microphone. He'll sing. He likes to drink his palm wine. He would not go for... He doesn't drink the Wike drink. You know what I mean?
I don't know I don't know who Wike is anyway, so... But
people don't change. Your Nkoto wa ninu e is just like taking a fish from clean water and putting it in the sea water. But on the long run, aku. So what they don't know is that behavioral pattern that the criminals around them have brought out would make them extinguished.
Okay, but Doku, isn't it sad that what we're implying here is that the politicians are the bad guys?
You know,
is that right? Do you
to some extent? You know, Deji alluded. You know, Deji alluded to at the beginning. He said something about a lot of them are bad, and that's true. But you know, one thing that I also like to allude to that Deji said is this: is about the psychology of the human person. Many of them, you think they change, they never change. They change because you thought you knew them. You didn't know them.
You didn't know them.
You didn't know them. But we are talking today about Akete. Akete never changed from one day till he died.
You see, because Akete was vilified by the public that he should have stepped down. He should have. It wasn't until I got a sense that this gentleman could jolly well have been captured that I then started the campaign, you know, and unfortunately, he eventually died in the process. You wanted to say something, Ibi?
Well, yes. Well, you see, I'm not sure how it will sound in English.
I say it in Yoruba.
Yoruba.
Abiyebu.
Se wogo mo iye eyan to moruko governor lo si odo alafa o logun alawo every day.
Oh, that is all also right? That the problem could be influenced by spiritual.
That aura is also there. Now,
but he himself would have gone.
And the politicians
yes.
are not bad. Politicians are not bad. Because that is an understatement itself. People in power are surrounded by greedy people.
And extremely greedy people.
Extremely
vicious.
Greedy, who are only there for their benefit. Own interests, benefits, and actually our agenda. So, and the prayer is, if you ever get to that level of power, ask God to give you eyes.
But the way we are going, can you ever get... Akete & Co. might be the last of the origins because it's becoming more competitive. Yes. And therefore, here we are, gentlemen who are almost in their 70s, painting this kind of picture. So where do we go from here? Unfortunately, I have to do this every day.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Yes.
I found out that a lot of us,
yes,
even those of us around this table, are our own problems.
Yep.
Whether it's on your traditional basis or in politics, we have been schooled in a way to believe that, hey, face your business, face your private business, face your family. And what has happened? The people who do not have pedigree. I'm not saying all of them.
All of them.
No, I'm not saying that by all
means. You're absolutely correct.
But
really,
a lot of things have been left in the hands of who is available.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes, who is available?
First time I'm hearing somebody put it this way. Who is available?
Yes, if Remy Adetayo doesn't want to be chairman of local government in my area. Bisi Onabanjo, God rest his soul, was started as a chairman local government in Ijebu. He ended up becoming a governor.
Yes.
Local government is the root. All politics is local.
Local.
So I remember when we came back from England into Ogun State, the Tade Ishmael, highly cerebral, God rest his soul, highly cerebral, those were the kind of people in the House of Assembly. So these people, I mean, those
are sinner clients.
Yes.
Those are sinner
clients.
No,
it's not a function of being of sinner clients, Deji. Even, you see, we time evolves. What has happened is that we have left it behind, and a lot of different people have just taken over, and they are making laws that you and I have to obey.
You know, the only difference I have to what Remy is saying is this, and as Deji interjected, look, when you look at when people like Awolowo, political parties were political parties. People paid dues. They paid dues to be members. You grew along those lines. But it's amorphous today. Just bring out bags of money and you are on the political party. And the man who was a political party cannot allow...
So we are our own problem. Okay, I need to get the audience in here. We're going to open up our lines.
Jimmy, before you get the audience.
1 second, let me make the announcement.
Let's talk more about achievements of Katie.
No, we are coming.
And I have a personal one on Amotek.
We are coming, sir. If we allow WWE to do personal this, we won't be out of here. Mm. We want to use it also.
Hold on, Deji.
Senior alone saw wrong.
It's true, I'm a senior.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want it to be a synopsis of his life achievements. That can be done in some other forum. But I need to open up our lines to the public. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And please, all of you know the protocols that come with this. Because we're very, very short of time, have just about 8 minutes left, we are going to insist, don't say good morning, good afternoon. Just give us your name and make your point. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, Pastor. Please go on.
Uncle Jimmy, I want to thank God that the man in the studio has buttressed one of the things I've held onto for long.
Yeah.
And when people get into power, they get caged. For some of them, even their children, their immediate children, and their immediate family sometimes, they are shielded from them. So many of them are shielded from real information that they would have. That was why Fashola was successful, because he decided to take time out in the evenings to stroll around and see things for himself. So henceforth, let leaders allow themselves to be free once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But you are talking about elective positions, but we are talking about politics in general, which is okay. You wanted to say something. You are so passionate. I can give you 1 minute to talk about Amotekun, if that's what you want to talk about.
Did you?
No, you know. I mean, for the period that everything was uncertain in Nigeria.
Yes.
And the herdsmen issue, banditry and all these things came up.
Mm-hmm.
The self-protection of the people was more in the often. And then the concept of the state police came up.
Yes.
Now, yes, what happened, and I do remember vividly that Akeredolu was, Akeredolu was in the forefront of that struggle.
Yeah.
Luckily, Makinde had a license to operate a state police.
Yes.
And Akeiti and others did not have. Akeiti, if you remember, went to the president to seek permission. It was not granted.
Sorry, we've run out. I'm sorry. So sorry. I apologize. It's 9:50. I have to round up now. It's 9:50.
It's on record that Akeiti led the charge.
Okay, Fred, it's on record.
Yeah.
I need to. Time is not our friend here. And if we didn't have a focus, we'd end up talking, you know.
Yeah.
What I should do, what I might do, is to invite one or two of his associates to come and tell us what his achievements are like.
Yeah.
That's the difficulty of. So I like your rounding up thoughts, Deji.
I'm glad that Akeiti was my friend. I can say that. And I'm glad that he stood for his principles to the end.
Yes.
I'm just praying that also that his legacy will continue on those states.
Yes.
And we all can reap the benefits of that. He ruled and he showed us how professionals can truly be good in politics.
Okay. Deji, can we have your final thoughts before we go?
Well, it's been God's bless his soul.
Amen.
And all of us need to learn this lesson in life. Never trust
anybody. Good. That's a loaded one. Ibi?
Well, our minds are simple. I hope that his footprints in the sands of time will remain.
Okay. And did I ask you, Remy?
Not yet. You didn't want to. Rotimi Akeredolu, God rest his soul. God bless his passage. He was a great guy. Like I said, I interacted with him variously during as governor. He never changed. But
at all.
With somebody with blood, so long as the fluid in us is red and it's blood, we're bound to make mistakes in life.
Yeah.
It might make mistakes. Some people might say otherwise. But at the end of the day, he remains our friend and he remains a good man.
Good man. I'd like to end up by aligning myself with what Fred said, because that's a loaded gun. Any decision you're going to take in life, right from when you're young, you need to think deep and ask God for favor, because a mistake you make when you're young could haunt you all through your life, and you'll be held responsible for a lot of things that were not yours. But on the lighter note, Akeredolu goes. We'll all be at the funeral, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Akechi is the one who haven't been on that express for close to about 10 years.
He's okay now. Very good.
Put on your teko wee, because that was Akechi's favorite sandals.
Okay, this is where we are going to end it today. We've been doing a kind of tribute to those of us who are his classmates and mates. I've had Dr. Dokun Adedeji, you know, who's a former director, he was former personal director, but he's a medical doctor. No, he's not one of those that go to buy their PhDs. His own is like Helen Demore's own, you know. No, his own is medical.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you, by the way, very quickly, very, very quickly, is there much difference? Because we don't know whether it is, whether I had leukemia or I had prostate cancer. So somebody was asking me this morning, and I said cancer is cancer. Anyway.
No, they're different. But the thing is, that's the complication you see in Nigeria. You never know which one is.
Okay.
Because what we all knew that he had leukemia, but suddenly I'm hearing prostate cancer.
Maybe he had the two.
I'm not too sure, but that wasn't prominent. The prostate cancer wasn't prominent. It was the leukemia that started and then that got to this point. So I'm surprised, but they're different.
But so you know that for sure, because...
Oh yeah, leukemia.
Okay. You wanted to say something very quickly, Remy? One second.
I said, God help us all. I mean,
amen.
Cancer, one thing will take you anyway.
Cancer is cancer.
Okay. All right, that's where we'll end it for today. Thank you, Deji Ochibogun.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Eba Mibun Wadras, okay. This man is going to ride a bike all the way from here to
Abeokuta.
You know what I mean?
All of you, raise money. I want to ride to London.
You got to be kidding. At 70.
I'm not joking.
Okay, Rabbi Adetayo and Dokwadede, that's all for today. I'll be back again, God willing, same time tomorrow, okay?
Amen.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as